The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So, to bring the energy up, we're going to do a dyad exercise. Dyad, in pairs. So get into two pairs, two. And if you came in here with someone, don't get into a pair with them. Get mingle new people if you can. It's kind of hard, so we're a small group, but mingle with new people you haven't worked with, put two chairs in front of each other. Are we divisible by two? Is this working? Yes. Yes. And yes. Great. This is working. Perfect. Okay. So, all right. So, this is the way would be nice to do this inquiry is as a repeated question. So I'll describe the form first, and then you know later it would be helpful if you guys are facing each other. You know that, right? Okay? It makes you know it's better for your postures and kind of for the integrity of the exercise. Okay, so. What is a repeating question? The repeating question format is that there's person A and person B. Okay, person A is going to ask the question, and person B is going to answer. Person A will say thank you, so that there's a closure, and then the person A is going to ask the question again, the same exact question. And person B, the way you answer is that you let the question drop in and you don't kind of like think about it. You just drop in and you wait to see what comes up. And again, the purpose of the exercise, again, you're answering for your own sake. And the repeated question helps you find answers or answers reveal themselves that you didn't know were there before. Sometimes you get to be surprised yourself by what comes up. And being held witness and the fact that somebody else is asking that question can be really supportive in this. So given that our topic today is sati, mindfulness, actually let's use the word sati because mindfulness is really a rough translation of something that's really rich, and today we've been covering different modes. So is it okay if we use the word sati? Yes, we're cool with that? Everybody knows that means mindfulness? Okay. So the question is, tell me a way, tell me something that supports sati for you. Tell me one thing that supports sati for you. Does that land? Yes? Tell me one thing that supports sati for you. Okay, so the way it will work, tell me something that supports sati for you. If I'm not in a hurry. Thank you. Tell me something that supports sati for you. I'm drawing a blank right now. Thank you. Tell me something that supports sati for you. You get it? Okay, so you can draw a blank and the other person just says, thank you, and we'll ask the question again and you can also speak about the process and you say, I am just sick and tired of this question. Thank you. What supports sati for you? Tell me one thing that supports sati for you. Does that make sense? So you can talk about the experience that's arising right now, and also as you drop the question in, what comes up in you really? So the intent of the question is to really allow yourself to feel what supports mindfulness for you on your practice on the cushion, and also in your life. And it can relate to either. What supports mindfulness for you? What supports sati? Actually, what works better for you? What supports sati for you? What supports mindfulness for you? Do you have a preference? No? What's that? Anyone? Preference? If you have one, just tell your partner what your preference you have. Otherwise, just use sati because it's kind of more, okay? All right, yes, clear? Okay, so one of the pair, raise your hand. You're asking the questions first. Quick, okay. And then we're going to turn it back. Got it? You have the format? And the thank you is very important because that brings the round. It brings the round to a closure. Brings it to a closure. Got it? Otherwise, it feels like, experientially feels like it's hanging in the air. It's kind of what you said wasn't really received or appreciated. So that's why it's important. Okay? Yes? Okay. Please start. Wrap up. So now to wrap up, thank you all. So I wanted to ask you all, so reflect for a moment. Reflect about the day that we spent together in the morning. We did practices with different modes of sati, mindfulness. The afternoon, it was a whirlwind tour of various contemplations in the Satipatthana Sutta. We experimented with those a bit. And now an exploration of what supports mindfulness for you, sati for you. So I'd like to ask you to bring to mind one thing you're taking home from this day of practice. One thing you're taking home with you, either from your own experience, something that showed up for you, something maybe you heard in the teachings or from others, in the reflections and the interactions. And in a moment, we're going to pass the mic around. And if you can just be brief and just share what you're taking home from this day of practice together. So, where's the mic? Kristen, you want to start? Is that okay?
We'll start.
Okay.
So I think what I'm taking home, the question is kind of what helps us with mindfulness, right?
Yeah.
More or less.
Yeah.
So I think one of the things I noticed about this group in general, but, you know, at these day-longs and things, is just the goodness and decency of people who come here to do this. And that actually really supports me in my own mindfulness practice. And sometimes easy to forget that in the craziness of the world. So thanks to everyone.
Thank you. Austin. Or actually maybe we'll go this way. Yeah, that sounds good.
Main takeaways are just the summary of the whole thing, of the modes and the objects and the difference between, I forget the Pali word, but the concentration and Vipassana.
Samatha and Vipassana.
It really cleared up a lot of questions for me.
Great. And also say your name this last time as we're going around. Yeah.
Noel. And I appreciated your presentation today very much. But what I really needed was just to spend the day with very kind people. Mm. And that was a pleasure.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah, I think one thing I will be saying is already both of them have said that being in an environment like this is very supportive for being mindful. And really helps to be receptive. And there is a lot of appreciation. Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you.
I love your guided meditations. Your voice is so soothing. I really appreciate that. And I just realized there are so many objects that can be mindful of. because I'm so used to just being mindful of my breathing. And yeah, it's very nice to be around people that support my Buddhist path. Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, just briefly, it was a nice reminder of the importance of relaxing and calming my body before going into my main meditation. But I think the kind of bigger takeaway is a better understanding of the breadth of tools that I have when I meditate, and being able to use my own intuition to apply what's appropriate given where my head is at in the circumstances. So I just feel so I feel a little more empowered from that. It was really interesting to see these modes and various objects in kind of an organized construct from, you know, from Buddhism, instead of them just being miscellaneous pieces. It's kind of, I like things organized.
Great.
Just in general, kindness of people, of you talking to me at lunchtime and everyone else, and just hope that that I'm going to try more, and I'm not going to give up.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Nikki. This is lovely. And everyone for being here and sharing your time and practices and kindness. That it really helped me too with the samatha and the vipassana, and those two practices and how they come together. And also that insight I got around, I think, the first meditation. And just allowing, back to calming the body again, so other things can show up. So, thank you.
Thank you.
So, I'm Amy, and I think maybe two takeaways is to dedicate more time to noticing my relationship to Vedana and also the reactivity that surrounds it. Mine is confused about what else to say. Just more kindness in my practice.
Thanks. Thank you.
I'm Sue, and spaciousness and embracing all the cows.
Thank you. Yeah, and for me, I'm always reminded when teaching how what a precious opportunity it is to share the Dharma and let our minds swim in the Dharma together. It's just sweet and fun, and the kindness and the support, and it's what's created is co-created. It's not just me teaching and sharing, but it's co-created with all of us. All the questions, all the sharings, all the group wisdom, and it's really special. So it's really wonderful to be a part of this co-creation, and we don't do this work just for ourselves, but for all beings everywhere. It's really lovely. It opens my heart every time. So I thank you all for being here, for coming to IMC, making IMC your home, practicing for not just yourself, for all beings everywhere. So let's dedicate the merit of our practice together, the goodness that was created. Let's share it with all beings everywhere. May all beings everywhere be happy. May they be free. All beings everywhere includes us. May all beings be happy. All beings be free. Thank you. And...